You're listening to an African Elements top news story for September 02, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The International Court of Justice, ICJ, issued a unanimous advisory opinion on July 23, 2025, asserting that countries have a legal obligation to protect the environment from greenhouse gas emissions, including regulating the private sector. This obligation extends beyond signed treaties into customary international law, which arises from consistent state practices recognized as law. The ICJ confirmed that breaching these obligations constitutes an internationally wrongful act, triggering legal consequences such as ceasing wrongful conduct and making reparations. The ruling establishes two key customary international legal obligations for states: the duty to prevent significant environmental harm and the duty to cooperate with other states in environmental protection. States must exercise due diligence in assessing potential environmental damage and ensuring compliance by companies and individuals under their jurisdiction. The ICJ affirmed that the right to a clean, healthy, and sustainable environment is recognized as a human right. The advisory opinion has significant implications for African sovereign debt, allowing debtor states to argue for the inclusion of environmental and social impacts in debt negotiations. It emphasizes the international legal responsibility for greenhouse gas emissions and human rights. Creditors also have a legal obligation to assess these impacts and cooperate in managing them. Activists can leverage the ruling to argue that both creditor and debtor states have a duty to prevent significant environmental harm and ensure compliance by private entities. The ICJ's opinion is part of a broader trend of international courts addressing states' climate-related obligations, including recent rulings from the Inter-American Court of Human Rights and the European Court of Human Rights. The ICJ opinion could enhance African states' leverage in negotiations, demanding accountability from high-emitting nations. For instance, Uganda's submission to the ICJ highlighted that high-emitting states bear primary responsibility for climate impacts due to historical emissions. This is crucial for countries like Uganda, where limited resources hinder the implementation of their nationally determined contributions under the Paris Agreement. Non-state actors have mechanisms to hold debtors and creditors accountable for environmental and human rights obligations, including national contact points and independent accountability mechanisms in multilateral development banks. Courts in various states are increasingly seeing cases against governments and private actors for violating climate obligations. While the ICJ's advisory opinion is not legally binding, it carries substantial legal and moral weight, influencing international law interpretation and development. It can strengthen the legal basis for climate litigation and encourage stronger domestic climate legislation. The opinion implies that states must regulate private sector activities to mitigate greenhouse gas emissions, potentially leading to stricter environmental assessments and emissions reduction targets. African countries might pursue legal changes in debt negotiations, advocating for debt for climate swaps or climate resilience clauses in loan agreements. They could argue for reduced debt burdens from high-emitting nations, citing that those contributing most to climate change should bear greater responsibility for its impacts. The relationship between sovereign debt and environmental obligations in Africa is complex. High sovereign debt levels can limit a country's capacity to invest in climate adaptation and mitigation. Conversely, incorporating environmental impacts into debt negotiations can create opportunities for debt relief tied to climate commitments. The effectiveness of non-state accountability mechanisms can vary depending on political will, accessibility, and resources available to complainants. Despite challenges, these mechanisms provide crucial avenues for advocating environmental and human rights accountability. The ICJ's opinion strengthens the legal basis for these efforts, providing leverage for communities and activists seeking justice for climate-related harms. It affirms the right to a clean, healthy, and sustainable environment, which could influence domestic laws in African countries. Recognizing this right at the international level empowers advocates to push for stronger environmental protections and climate action within their nations. This could lead to increased litigation at the domestic level, holding governments and corporations accountable for environmental degradation. Copyright, African Elements, 2025.